Hi, it's Ruth Olayinka here from Ruth Olayinka Clinical Hypnotherapy. If you'd like to find out a little bit more from me, you can go to www.rutholayinka.com. I'm going to do a little trance today for those people that might feel a little bit not quite themselves in winter. So before we begin, it's important that you make sure that you're not doing anything that needs your full conscious awareness, such as driving, operating machinery, anything like that, and make sure that you're in a safe, comfortable place where you're not going to be disturbed for the next 30 minutes. So, let's start now. The changing seasons. Isn't it great to know that we can be flexible in how we feel in the changing seasons? Springtime, a newness of light, new shoots, new life. New things bringing forth into summer, a blooming and an opening of space on the outside. Moving on into autumn, things begin to just settle down, preparing for hibernation. And into winter, where everything is still and quiet. Giving way into springtime once again as new shoots come through, and it's this beautiful cycle that means that we as human beings can be flexible in the way we are, be, and respond. And because we're flexible in the changing seasons as well, and we are part of this amazing cycle, it means that sometimes autumn and winter, with all the demands of life, normal life going ahead, sometimes doesn't quite fit. And it's normal to want to hibernate. It's normal to feel like you need a little bit more sleep or have a little less energy. And this has very much to do with as much the changing temperature but the changing levels of light, which very simply change the hormone levels in your body. So it's surprising to know that quite a lot of people do experience this in the winter, and so this trance has been designed with you in mind. And it's important that you find a safe and comfortable place for you to listen to this track. Perhaps lying down, propped up, comfortable with cushions. Or in any position that feels comfortable for you. And throughout this track, you don't need to pay attention to anything apart from my voice. And even then, even as my voice just drifts off, you may not even be able to remember anything I've said. And yet at the same time, that wise part of you, your unconscious mind, can and will absorb everything to make beneficial changes for you. In the seasonal changes ahead, rotating, circulating, delivering new things inside. And before you go into trance, I'd like to tell you about a friend who had a brother who liked to go out and enjoy warm and wonderful times with friends and acquaintances. And every time he went out, he was always the one who didn't drink. It's just something he didn't do. And yet, whilst all of his friends were drinking with every drink, he did something very interesting. You see, before he went out that time, he set up a serotonin trip. And it worked like this. An imaginary drip inside his head in a particular place, with a drip of liquid in a particular colour. And once it drips inside, it flooded the rest of his body with good and euphoric feelings, making everything seem brighter, sunnier, more enjoying the moment with friends. And so, with every drip and every drink, every round now, one drip flooded an entire body with serotonin and good feeling. And so, as you consider this and notice 10 steps down into a place where you know and can discover even more a garden, with every step down, you can allow yourself to go 10 times deeper into trance. And it's okay to hold on to the story that you've just heard as you allow another part of yourself to sink to a useful place, a place of complete resourcefulness, resourcing you for a season which is different from the rest. And so 10. Finding parts of you to relax even further now. Paying attention to the tension and letting go. Letting go on the out-breath. 9 deeper and deeper still. 8. And as thoughts drift in and off and drift out to somewhere else, you can take a step to 7, 10 times deeper and deeper still. 6, and I don't know if it's your left foot or your right foot which feels the heaviest. Or is it the right foot and the one that's left that feels lighter now? As you go deeper and deeper still, 6, 10 times deeper. 5, and I don't know if you're surprised at some of the sensations that arise here, 4, deeper and deeper still, 3, stepping down. 2, just relaxing that part now. 1, breathing in and stepping out into your own special place, a garden, noticing, allowing new experience to come in, looking up. Sunlight delivering its rays through your skin, your eyelids, warmth and joy. And the sounds that you can hear. And so, as you take a look round and notice all of the things that are really important to you, find yourself just relaxing in the grass. Sit or lie and look up at the clouds above. And I'd like you to start counting from 300 and then let it go, counting down.
And is that part of you just attends to that?
299.
There's another part of you that can consider the most important thing.
297.
And I don't know if you've ever considered the fact that
296.
A ray of light can easily pierce through the darkness.
299.
Nobody has ever known a ray of darkness. 294. It only takes
294.
One small piece of light to fully illuminate, brighten, and bring about a lightness of being.
290.
Given light and dark. With this in mind,
lightness overrides every single time. One ray of light piercing through the dark, giving way to pure white, bright light, breathing in. Now. And there was once a man who spent time with friends. And felt good. Because people have imagination, and this is a very powerful thing that you can use now. You see, close by, there's a place, a door or a gate, something that you can walk through into what some people call their control room. And it doesn't have to be a room. It can be another garden. It can be a fantasy world. It can be a vessel or an indescribable place. It can be a place that you know well, of knowledge here. And for some people, it is exactly that. And so as you find your gate or your door now to discover what's behind, because in this place, things can be controlled, you see. The unconscious part, that wise part of you that's responsible for every unconscious function in your body. Breathing. Circadian rhythms. Heart beating. Carrying oxygen around to vital places. Everything you don't have to think about, to just keep on healthily living the way you do. And in here there are various different controls. And as you look around now, you can find the control for the amount of serotonin flowing through your system. And so just take some time now. And it could be a button or a lever, an object that just needs to be moved or shifted. Take some time now to find whatever it is that controls your serotonin levels. And once you've done this, notice where it's at right now and notice where it is. And consider and enjoy discovering just how you can move or change or shift this to increase fully your serotonin levels now. Flooding your body, your mind, your well-being well all the way through your system for euphoria, for happiness, for comfort and general well-being now. And there was once a woman who lived so high up the hillside that every morning when she awoke, fresh and bright, to open the curtains to streaming sunlight every single day. Sunlight always relaxing. Through the eyes refracting, flooding with warmth. And even though this is her experience, this is and can be your experience too. Light. And know that beneath those clouds, sunlight didn't get through. And every day she drove to a new place, around, through, in and without, ascending deeper and deeper into the valley and through the clouds. To know that she was there, and yet being away, knowing that she could return at any time home, is a good place to feel comfortable. Returning home, ascending through the clothes to notice the sun on the face and the warm, comfortable feeling. And maybe some people have a similar experience in a hot air balloon, looking down and watching how the shadows of the clouds make shapes on the landscape of your inside. So just notice trees, forests, fields and valleys, houses down below, and your house up high above, to absorb the beneficial energies of the sun on a daily basis inside. Floating now over towns and cities out towards the coastline, down towards the beach,
to sit on warm sand and inspect a newly found shell. Somebody else's home, sometimes at the bottom of the ocean, rocking to and fro, and sometimes out in the sunlight, basking in a rock pool. Noticing a drop of water here, on this shell, and the light from the sun reflecting, refracting, perfectly rounded, balanced reflection. Turning it round to admire just how light can pierce through even the smallest drop of water. And I wonder what it would be like to be inside this drop of water now. A glass house. Fully enjoying the light, dazzling warmth and refreshment of the sun inside. And whilst the sun can dry up and evaporate into the air, molecules floating, dissolving, allowing all the beautiful sensations and a lighthouse keeper not far away, sometimes allows themselves to do several things at once. At the bottom of the lighthouse, all the way down, asleep, sleeping, resting. And at the same time, another part, whether that is spirit, or your powerful unconscious mind, drifts up flights of stairs, spiraling upwards, round and round towards the light, whilst this one part of you that stays downstairs, just resting. Another part of you gathering strength, recharging, reflecting from the rays of the sunlight here. To take a deep breath in. That's right. And I wonder what setting any serotonin levels are set at right now. Somewhere back, through a gate, through a door in a garden, or somewhere else. How much further are those settings set in place now? And whilst a glide of pure white light can take you wherever you want to go now, like a water slide, or just a plane of pure illumination. Pure, illuminated illumination inside. Even while you sleep, this grows. Even while you float back. Even while you're resting inside a molecule of water. Even as you're studying the home of a sea creature that enjoys both the dark of the sea and the bright light of the rock pool. Even as you float up in a hot air balloon above the clouds to notice a house where a woman lives and always wake up with the sun outside, within, throughout and inside too, to say, I understand what it's like to have the sun whenever you want. As you float back now to the garden, the grass, and I don't know what number you've reached, as you were counting down before. And it doesn't matter as much as you've got a deeper understanding now of a person who can just set up a serotonin drip of whatever colour to flood and enjoy at any time you choose. And as you consider just how useful this is now, throughout this season, looking forward to all the times when you can make those shifts and use this drip, drip, drip to completely flood now. Can you not become more wakeful in life, stretching out to explore new things in a season that you wouldn't have normally done so before, to find new ways of being, practicing, fulfilling an experience of this new season now? And so as you stretch out your imagination, it's eye-opening to just enjoy each season as it turns and changes now.